My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. Disraeli said that almost everything that is great has been done by youth. Nevertheless, here's another half hour of My Music with John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. John, music, they say, is an international language. Certainly performances can cross national barriers. Which countries, please, were involved in this?
Until the third instrument came in, I was going to say Cambridge, because I thought it must be the Cambridge busker.
No. Well, first of all, the music is in origin is...
Haydn.
Haydn, yes, therefore...
Well, it could be Hungarian or Austrian. Well,
Austrian, really, yes, that's right. The players, though, were from...
Hungary.
No, strictly from Hungary. Well, I'm happy to tell you for half a mark, they were Chinese. Good. You heard there the bamboo flute played by Wong Kwun, the guitar played by Ng Si, the Yiwu, you have wondered about this, was played by Chan Ching Chi, and the arranger was Tian Xing.
So it was really... the Taiwan buskers.
Frank, more Austrian music for you, but what instruments, please, are playing this?
Kind of a little light music for whales.
Yes, you're on the right track.
It's actually string basses.
Yes, they were the nine double basses of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra.
I was going on to say that.
Well, playing the Blue Danube. I wanted to tell you about a bass player called Red Mitchell, a famous jazz bass player in America, who was on a railway station in America once with his double bass, staggering along with this thing, and a rather gentle and kindly lady said to him, "Young man," she said, "when you get to wherever it is you're going, I sure hope they ask you to play." Ian, which orchestral instrument is this, please, and don't answer too soon. Do you think he could have made that last note?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You do. What's the instrument, please?
Well, I'm glad you told me to wait a bit. but I don't think it's anything but the tuba could get down that far.
Right. Let us find out about that last note. There it is.
Yes, I don't think if you would play the others as well as that, you would have raised that amount of expectation if you couldn't do it.
No. He'd never have agreed to record that scale if he couldn't
do
that note, would he?
What is that bottom note? Is it an F?
F, yes.
Tuba and F.
Dennis, what's happening here?
I think it's... I've never got it except for that sort of gasping and spluttering sound. And this is Roland Kirk, who plays three instruments at once. Didn't he talk about... He can apparently breathe in and out at the same time.
Yes. It was Roland Kirk, jazz flautist, playing and spitting and humming there at the same time in a song called You Did It, You Did It. Here's a biblical question which may sort out the saints from the sinners, I suspect. Fact is, there are 39 books in the Old Testament, each with a name, like Kings or Elijah. One of them bears the name of a pop group. Another has the name of a famous film theme. There are a couple with the names of old music hall songs and so on. A couple of animal lovers as well in there. Let's see if you can sort them out. Anybody answer? No particular order. The pop group, then.
Genesis,
thank you. The film theme.
Exodus,
that's right. The music hall songs.
Push Me Higher, Obadiah.
Obadiah, yes. And there's Joshua. That's right. And
like
the people who...
Squash, you are.
People who figure in... People who figure in spirituals. Jonah and the Whale. Somebody with the Lions.
All sung by the Kings singers.
Yes, the Kings. Oh, that's Kings 1 or 2, that's right. Daniel, yes. And Ezekiel saw the wheel away in the middle of the air. The sky.
There's a bit of Gilbert and Sullivan, isn't there, about him? And a good Job, too.
Oh. I'm dancing with tears in my eyes is Lamentations. They're all numbers, really, aren't they?
Yeah. That's right. Yes. And the last book but one in the New Testament bears the name of a Beatles character.
Hey, Jude.
That's right. Hey, Jude. Right.
Don't be obscure.
A hardy joke, yes.
Ah.
Five notes occur at the start of various familiar pieces of music. How familiar, we will now find out. John, for you, this is easy.
It's so. Romeo and Juliet of Tchaikovsky. Play it rather badly, if I may say so.
So badly as to be unrecognisable. On with the motley.
It's try six. Sorry, Steve. No slow on your playing.
Goodness
really.
Me. No marks to that gentleman over there. Frank, same five-note start, very familiar. What is it?
It's the music that the BBC kept alive.
Yeah,
there is light music.
Yes. I wonder if Ian can help you. Does he know that?
It's in the toilet or in the twilight or something.
We are in the right time of day, anyway. I consider it...
The gloaming.
No, it's East Hope Martin's Evensong.
Yes, it probably
that's
is,
what
yes.
It is, yes. That's what it is.
Take a mark.
Ian, from the middle of something.
Yes. That begins... I can't... it's a long, long time since I sang in the gondoliers, but it starts that... I am a courtier, grave and serious, who is about to kiss your hand.
That's the one, yes. That's right. It comes from that.
The Duke of Plaza Toro.
That can be...
Oh, no, no. You're too kind.
Into another key now. Dennis, your title for this...
This would come in the Everybody's Making Money by Tchaikovsky.
Yes,
That's recorded by Freddie Martin, I believe. Can it be Moon Glow?
No, Moon Glow.
Can it be Moon Love?
Moon Love. Moon Glow is.
That's it, yeah. Marin, they brought you to me.
Otherwise known as Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, the Slow Movement. And for the audience, sing out, please, anybody, what this is called. Thank you. Few people got it. Yeah, songs my mother taught me. And the same five notes, of course, in this one. Shout it out. Thank you very much, yes, 12th Street Rag. All the same five note starts. I quote, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Tonic, Sol, Fa. They tell me, is a useful way of notating music. This round of questions is based on tonic sol fa, or connected with it in some way. John, what's the connection here?
Mm-hmm.
It's about a piece about a baker who's got some of his material stuck on the wall. And he called it the immovable dough.
Yes.
In other words, it's a note that sticks, rather like a cipher on the organ.
The note dough, yes. By who?
Percy Grainger.
Percy Grainger, yes, the immovable dough. Dough being the keynote.
I know quite a lot about this.
Tonic Sulphur?
The Tonic Sulphur, yes.
Oh, good.
From Thomas Hardy's short stories. Mm-hmm. The introduction of them into the choir, well, about 1830, was... So do ask me, I have no difficulty.
Yeah, doesn't that just say it? I had in mind a different, slightly different kind of music. This is another kind of do, re, mi. Who's teaching music, Frank? To whom, please?
Do, a deer, a female deer, re, a tropical golden sun.
It's the Andrews girl.
Yes, that's right.
Dancing around the Alps. Teaching the trap children.
Yes, that's
whose
right.
Names escape me. Don't ask me.
No, right. She's Maria. They're Liesl Friedrich.
What I was going to stun you with... What I was going to stun you with was the information that it was originally at Re Mi Fa So La Ti at.
Yes. Yes, that had reached me, actually, that piece of information. Ian, let's test you on tonic sulfur recognition.
Oh, no.
No, well, I'm going to tip to you. Who composed the tune that begins do, 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 re, re, mi?
Pum, 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 pum. Up and it, pum, 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 pum.
Re, re, mi.
And my fingers wandered idly over the noisy keys.
It's the lost chord.
That's Sir Arthur.
Yes. Dennis, a well-known jazz clarinetist whose real name was Irving Henry Prestopnik, changed his name to Irving Fazola. I want to know, please, where he got the name from. Think about it as we listen to a few bars of Irving Fazola's playing. Irving Fazola.
Well, it's a bit of the tonic sulfur, isn't it?
Fa-so-la, yes.
Do you remember Monsieur Eddie Gray, when he time came for his music, used to say to the musical director, could you give us a small fa-so-la tea, please? Just a touch up on the brass. Yeah.
Oh, that wonderful man. Wonderful man, yeah. The trouble with the term classical music is that a lot of what we mean by it isn't strictly classical at all. Good thing it's romantic, for example. What then ought we to call it? Serious music suggests that the rest is comic or unserious. Good music implies the rest is bad, which is nonsense. Art music, concert music. I think there's something wrong with all of them. Yet we know exactly what we mean, what falls into that category. The American bandleader Artie Shaw calls it long-form music, which I think is rather good. Any suggestions?
I don't see anything good in long-form.
Yes,
what does it mean?
I like long-form. John, you like it. I think long-form music, music which spreads itself and develops, rather than music which just is for the moment.
Oh, I don't think that's true. I mean, what about some of the little pieces of Grieg or some of the pieces of Webern, for that matter?
Always
the thing
exceptions.
Is that categories never really work.
Do you like classical, John? Classical music?
I like classical, serious, whatever. Mm.
Yes.
But, I mean, I do agree with the man who says there are only two forms of music, good and bad.
Mm-hmm. Serious doesn't mean solemn.
Absolutely.
It means as against trivial.
Yes.
And as against superficial.
Yeah. Concert hall music, which is clearly defined. Theatre music.
Yes,
I think light music is not really a term. I think concert music, theatre music.
I like your concert hall music.
Yes, concert hall music.
I like that. Of course, there's only two kinds, good and bad. But having said that, then you have to go on to say what's good about it, what's bad about it, what are we going to call it?
A very classical answer.
Yes. Long-form answer,
Here are one or two bits of recently issued records that caught my ear. John, it rather sounds as though someone's decided to demolish the piano. But then the orchestra starts and you realise it must be all intentional on the composer's part. Which composer? You know it, John, don't you?
Yes, I've got a trumpet player from Derbyshire, and he always calls that work the Divertissimo. It's a Divertissimo by Jacques Ibert.
Jacques Ibert, it is indeed, yes. Frank, what is this, by whom, and what did the soloist say when he first looked at the music?
Well, it's something to do with bees, isn't it? I think they're getting married.
Yeah, that's right.
And according to Mendelssohn.
Yes.
Wasn't it a popular song as well called I Taught Her How to Play?
Only those five notes, I think,
Now we can play a duet.
Yeah. Yes.
What's brilliant about that arrangement is how it fools you into thinking that the trumpet is playing every note, whereas it isn't.
Mm. Yeah. It was played, actually, if anyone wants to know, by Håkon Hardenberger and recorded in Switzerland. Mendelssohn's Bees Wedding. Ian, this is a song I think you may not have heard, but it comes from a show by two writers whose work you know well. I think their identity is somehow clear from the voice of the singer.
The man I used to be, a happy man was he, and aimless as a leaf in a gale. Whatever has become of that light-hearted bum who thought he had the world by the tail?
People,
yes.
Adopt a special voice for
singing
their songs.
Yes, yes, it's splendid. Mm. I would, as you say, that I know the works of these two gentlemen well. Yeah. Could it be Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Yes, it could indeed. Yeah. It's a song that comes from an unsuccessful show of theirs, 1955, Pipe Dream. Mm. The singer was Samuel Ramey. And he definitely was putting on his Hammerstein Rogers voice, wasn't he, in a funny way. Dennis, your turn. As you well know, and as this next song says, it's lonely at the top. Who is saying so and who sings so?
I've been around the world, had my pick of any girl. You think I'd be happy, but I'm not. Wow, 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 wow. Everybody knows my name, but it's just a crazy game. Oh, it's lonely at the top.
Who are they, Dennis, and whose song?
I don't know whose song it was, but they sounded like the King singers.
Yes, that's right. Randy Newman's song, originally. I do. Yes. There are few sounds more jarring and unpleasant than a jangling burglar alarm, which is so easy to start and so difficult to switch off if you've got one. In America, I gather, they've substituted loud music for the ringing of a bell. No doubt it works just as well. Which particular piece of music, I wonder, would be suitable to be played fortissimo as a burglar alarm?
I should think any of the symphonies of Peter Maxwell Davis.
Yes, it did very well.
Quite a bit of Wagner.
Goodbye, Peter.
recording of There Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens.
nothing worth burgling. I like that.
You want something to stop the man in his tracks and run away. And I would have thought that a real fortissimo recording of Mario Lanza singing, Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I found you.
Dennis singing the pagan love song.
The same effect.
I was going to suggest Strangers in the Night.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, that's right. There was an old song that went, Who walks in when I walk out? Yeah. Remember, similar. We come to the singing bit that rounds off our show each week. I have to admit that my memory is not what it was. I can remember that John and Frank have chosen two well-known items, but which is which? Is John about to sing Nellie Dean, or is Frank doing a movement from Walton's Facade? There's only one way to find out. I'll play the opening call to Nellie Dean, and we'll see who comes in.
Right.
There's an old mill by the stream, Nellie Dean, where we used to sit and dream, Nellie Dean, and the waters as they flow seem to murmur soft and low. You're my heart's desire, I love you, Nellie Dean, Nellie Dean.
Sounded like John to me. So, anyway, here is John with the polka from Facade.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la! See me dance the polka, said Mr. Wag like a bell, with my top hat to my whiskers that tra-la-la-la trapped the fair. Where the waves seem chiming haycocks, I dance the polka there. Stand Venus, children in their gay frocks, maroon, marine, and stare. Dire my pistol, through the distance blue as my coat, like Wellington, Mayer, and Marquess of Bristol, buzz big great trees float, while the wheezing hurdy-gurdy of the marine wind blows me, to the tune of any Rooney sturdy, over the sheets of the sea, and bright as a seedsman's packet, with zinnias, cantatuffs chill, is Mrs. Marigold's jacket, as she gapes at the indoor still, where at dawn in the box of the sailor, blue as the decks of the sea, Nelson awoke, crowed like the cocks, then back to the dust sank he. And Robinson Crusoe, Rousseau, the bright and foxy beer. But he finds fresh isles and a negress smile, the foxy doxy dear. And they watch me dance the polka, said Mr. Wag like a bear. In my top hat to my whiskers that, tra-la-la-la trap the fair. Tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
I hadn't come across the songwriting team of Cecil Harrington and Rodney Hobson before I looked at Dennis's song, but I believe you knew them, Dennis.
Yes, but Frank and I both knew them. Rodney Hobson was a tweedy sort of man who wrote... He was a very brilliant review writer. Cecil Harrington ran concert parties all over the South Coast. He was the first man I ever knew who could play a tune on his bald head as well. Since Charlie did his courting in a chalk pit, he's a white man through and through. Chalk on his clothes, chalk on his nose, on his Adam's apple and between his these and those. Since Charlie did his courting in a chalk pit, his mother's very worried, you should know. For when she takes his tea up in the morning for a treat, she says it's hard to make out which is Charlie or the sheet. Since Charlie did his courting in the chalk pit, he's the whitest man I know.
Somehow I could see that last line coming somehow, couldn't you? Manning Sherwin composed the music for Eric Mashwitz's lyric, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. He also wrote This Heart of Mine, another nice song, and a song for the Cicely Courtney show Under the Counter, which Ian sings now.
The moment I saw you, I heard a skylark sing. November was April, and down the street came spring. The rooftops were suddenly gleaming. A star fell and lay at our feet, my sweet.
The moment I saw you, I swear that time stood still. I still feel that magic, I know I always will. No word passed, I knew it was love at last. At the moment I saw you.
Moment I saw you. Thank you, Ian. And congratulations to this week's winners in the quiz, Ian and Dennis. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music with John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Richard Edis.